Today, I wanted to talk about seizing the day or maybe waiting for a better one tomorrow. And let's not forget, this is coming from somebody who is quite impulsive and will often propose action rather than thinking about it, which does mean I do rush in when perhaps I should have waited and paused and thought. So here's my first question. If I offered you a marshmallow now or a whole packet in a couple of hours, what would you do? Let's take the discussion about whether you like marshmallows out of the picture first. This is what children were offered in the famous marshmallow test run at Stanford University in the 70s. It is not without its critics of the generalizability, but it was found on a longitudinal basis that delayed gratification, in other words, holding out for something better a little later, was associated with better life outcomes. I certainly know that a moment on the lips can result in an hour on the treadmill. A night of passion may well lead to a lifetime of regret, and impulse satiation may give a momentary high, but also undo weeks of effort. So why do we do it? Freud will say it's because of the pleasure principle. We are seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. Neuroscience will refer to the hit of dopamine that instant gratification offers and remind us that rats would continue to press a lever which gave them an electric shock because it was wired to stimulate their dopamine center at the same time. Dopamine is really powerful, but not very discerning. Positive psychology even gets in on the act and reminds us of carpe diem. There's no time like the present. But I should add that really, that's much more about a counter-argument to procrastination rather than a lifestyle guide. The problem is our swipe left, swipe right world is part of our issue or desire to want to have things now. Also, to a large enough degree, because of the disposable nature of so many things, if we don't like something, we can get another one, or there'll be something else coming along to stimulate us soon enough via our technology. Marketing executives also get in on the act for temptations such as buy now, pay later, exploiting our fear of missing out with early bird offers and encouraging us to get it before it's sold out. And historically, having what's in front of you now made a lot of sense. It was only since the 15 to 1800s when our life expectancy was on average around 30 to 40 years. I mean, I shouldn't even be here by that calculation, that things started to change. Our bodies, lifestyles, notably medicine and hygiene, have evolved and improved. And with that comes our life expectancy, which now sits at around 70 to 80 years. But we still need to remind our brains, which have had a harder time catching up, that we have a long future ahead of us, and we may well want to prepare for it. So how do we help ourselves prepare to embrace that future possibility that awaits us? Anything is possible, and we are likely to get there to try anything, as well as balance, that sense of positivity that in the now, having purpose and drive can help. Well, try this. Decide what you want your ideal life to look like. Who's in it? What are you doing? Where are you living? What problems are you solving? How are you going to be remembered? And remember, once you've identified that every day in the now, you walk a fine line between staying stuck in a world that you know well, but may not be inspired by, and the future possibilities that you have outlined for yourself. Every day, you need to make little conscious decisions to move towards that ideal or to stay where you are. Those decisions might need to be taken now. The benefits will be reaped later. So let's return to that marshmallow. What will you decide? And that's all we have time for. But if you do want to learn more, the Retrain Your Brain podcast reverts to being 10 minutes on my couch with me with practical tips and tools for everyday wellness. And if you go to my website, www.draudreyt.com, you'll find more of those on my blog. However, check out the Wellbeing Lounge podcast, where you will learn from the experts and find ways to live your best life.